Time now for York County On the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make York County what we all want it to be.
With us today on York County On the Move, Mark Bolin, who is here at the Planning Department. And Mark, your job is?
I am York County's Development Services Engineer and also York County's Stormwater Administrator.
So Mark is the Floodplain Director, I'll call you, for York County. We had a lot of rain this past year, a lot of rain, particularly in November. Is that changing what the county is going to be doing as far as its ordinances?
Yes, it will. York County's Planning and Development Services will be introducing revisions to the floodplain ordinance during the first quarter of 2021 for council approval. These revisions will incorporate the latest changes required by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, and also the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, which oversees flood mitigation for the state. Even though these revisions will involve amendments to several definitions and other administrative changes, these major revisions will include the updating of provisions concerning non-encroachment areas, which limit development in high-risk areas similar to FEMA's special flood hazard areas, or other words, floodplains. There will also be updated regulations to agricultural and accessory structures, which are located within special flood hazard areas. Yeah, the purpose of these ordinance changes, Manning, is to bring our ordinance in line with the current state minimum standards. You know, these revisions should also help improve the county's CRS class rating and provide financial benefit to certain property owners.
Mark, thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. York County, On the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.